Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
I told them that a player on the street has to respect the street.
Fine.
You know why? Because they don't happen very often.
Why?
Got to respect the streak. Brewers manager Craig Counsell, our guest on Brewers 360 this morning. So, Skipper, 9 in a row, going for 10 tonight. At what point in the winning streak do guys really start thinking about it, doing their weird stuff, wearing the same socks or going through the same door, whatever it is that they do? What point does the streak become real?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why we're playing well is we're not really thinking that way, actually. I think we're just showing up to the park every day and playing a good baseball game, and guys are kind of feeding off each other playing well more than anything. So it's not the streak, it's just playing well that we're enjoying. And I think, you know, it's a big series, and we came out, we swung the bats, you know, as good as you can in the first inning, and that just changed the game and changed the whole tenor of the game, and our pitching and defense took it from there.
Does it get distracting at all, or is it just what fans talk about? But, you know, at some point,
eat hamburgers,
right? You know, we start talking about our stupid hamburgers and all that. I mean, you're a part of that in 18. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's look, it's fun to say you won 9 in a row. There's no question about it. It puts everybody in a good mood. But yeah, I mean, that stuff's kind of secondary, really. The players, the game kind of levels you out always. So if you're not humbled by the game right now, it's about to humble you, is an old saying. And so that's always in the back of your mind. And so it's cliche, but it's hard to kind of get too wrapped up in those things because there's a job to do.
But you, like us, you were a kid in 82 when we delivered on the hamburgers for the first time. Your dad's working for the team. He's a part of the organization. Tell me your dad got some free burgers.
I certainly remember George Webb. I don't remember free burgers. I don't remember going, but I remember, we're all fascinated by free. I mean,
there it is. Yep.
Yes. In this town,
it's just, you say free, I mean, that's going to get the best marketing slogan ever.
What was the phrase you heard once that we would park to get free?
Mike Jacobs, great quote from Jake. He said people would line up for free nickels in this town and they'd pay a buck to park.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Craig, Mark Attanasio was in town over the weekend. He was talking to the media and said that he and you guys had met talking about your future and said you guys are waiting until after the season to discuss it. It sounds like, at least from their side of things, they'd love to have you back. At this point, you're just going to wait that one out?
Yeah, that's the plan, and that's been the plan we've talked about before spring training. And so we'll just get to the end of the season and complete the season and not, you know, muddle up everything with games going on. And, I think it's the best way to handle it.
I thought it was interesting. He said that they'd love to have you back for a jillion reasons. So if they offered you a jillion dollars, I mean, that might
there
be
you go. That's a lot of good
swinging
reasons.
Your back, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a discussion we'll definitely have when we get to the appropriate time.
Would you share, Craig, what will factor into that decision? Granted, it's going to happen at the end of the season, but you know what are you thinking about?
Yeah, I would love to share that at the end of the season with you.
Very well. Asked and answered. Well, all right. Last thing, I mean, we are on the streak, and that's all well and good, but also we're playing the Cubs, and they're the team right behind you in the standings, but further and further in the rearview mirror. That's why these few games are so important, because every win for you is a loss for them, and you pick up a full game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you could say there's a lot of baseball left, which is right. But we're also getting to the month of September. And so, every time you can do damage to the team chasing you, it's meaningful, and it just makes it a little harder on them and a little easier on us. So it's two more games here and try to do some more damage to them and make our jobs a little easier.
Would love to have free hamburgers on the line Friday when you return to American Family Field. Thanks, Skipper. Good luck.
You got it. Take care.